This na Adventist World Radio, Voice of Hope. My good people, I salute una. I welcome una come today program, and I welcome una come new week. So we don't balance now for prayer meeting. My name is Josephine, and I dey here with Pastor Edo James. Our prayer today is still concern this our country. It concern our family then. It concern work way not there for anywhere. So I beg, join us, make all of us pray together. Small, small, the year they won't end now. And people don't know what the next year go bring, God give them. Because even this year now, nothing there for hand. So we go continue to dey pray for ourselves. As we pray finish, we go take our Bible verse, where we take the do our prayer every week for here. The word of God for this week, na Pastor Monday Tairi, they bring and come. He call on the power in the word of God. So, God word get power, we go see him throughout this week. Then we go take the song when say, give me the Bible, take end our program today. My name na Josephine, and I pray, say God go bless you, nyafu nyafu, for the program, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our people, we salute now. We welcome una come new week, and we welcome una come prayer meeting. Thank God for the way we keep us last week. Oh, we know say the same way we take keep us. Now so you go take keep us this week, and we go get testimony when this week end. We don't come out for prayer meeting. Me and Pastor Edo James, 9 days for here. Before we go enter our prayer today, we consign our family them and this country. We go first take our opening prayer when Pastor Edo go pray now.
Our mighty God, we thank you, say you don't bring us come prayer meeting. Papa God, we pray, say may you sanctify our lips, that everything we will table for your throne of mercy today, you will hear us. Thank you for making it possible for us to call upon you again today. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, I pray.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so our first prayer be say, government don't they tell us now, say, the rain where they fall now, so, now flood, it don't they bring on, so. We don't know whether all those people, where they open their dam, they will open now, so. They say, be like, say, 13 states, water go fit full am. We won't pray. Now God now get rain, we won't beg am. Make you not let the small one room where we stay now, turn to where we not fit sleep put. May God help us make this rain, not carry people, make you not carry property. May God help us regulate the rain. Make we feet get peace for inside. I beg, pray.
Our Papa, we are there for heaven. Now you create rain. Now you make rain. They fall. And you're not going to do something where you're going to kill us as human beings. We don't hear say for our country, some states, as the rain they fall, the flood go affect them. Papa God, all those states where they don't map, say flood go disturb. Papa God, come protect your people. Papa God, come give the government things to do, to relocate the people to a better place, so that this flood not go come upon them. Papa God, we dey pray, may you use your hand, stop the flood, so that this flood not go destroy your people. Some persons, na small room than they. Some, they are farm. And many things, where they get, where water feed destroy. Papa God, we pray, may you stand for your people, so that even as they don't predict this thing, they not be God. Now you be God. Where get weather, where get season, and take care of this season for us. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray.
Amen. Amen. We want to pray for family. Since when school resumes, so some people picky they still there for house. Now we they talk about flood. You not get any man when he see water they come, when not go carry him picking and his wife come off for where water go kill there for him. But money, not something. Bible say money answered all things. Once money not there, nothing where they answer. So you go pray for families. May God help. May God provide for our papa and husbands and mama them, so that money go there to take help family to go front. I beg, pray.
Our papa, we're there for heaven. Now you be great provider. We they pray for our family. Some, they get problem because money not there. And they need money to take care of family. Papa God, even as rain they fall, as the flood, they have some now farmer. Papa God, now we they pray, make you provide. May you help these people so that money go their pockets, so that they go feel carry children back to school, so that they go feel use that money do what they want to do. We they pray, say, these people, when they ask for you, may you provide. Your word say you go supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. We they beg, come bless your children so that they go get money to run family, do what they want to do. And at the end, every one of us go happy, for in Jesus Christ's mighty name, I prayed.
Amen. We still they pray, oh. Many of our children now that they go NYSC, we go pray. May God take them, go where life go deal, not be where bandit and kidnapper go kill somebody picking where don't spend all your money to train finish. That's number one. We get plenty picking there too, where don't come up for school, don't finish NYSC, work not there for anywhere. I bet pray, may God help them. Because if some of these picking get, they go fit help their papa and their mama too. So I bet pray, may God do that one for us.
Our Father and our God, we thank you for our children, oh. The ones where they don't go university finish. Now, they want go NYSC. Some don't they travel because the camp don't they start. Papa God, we pray that may you protect our children. Anywhere where they want to go serve, you go take them to a better place. Not be the place where bandits, kidnappers, and killers. Because mama and papa not go use money train these children finish and risk everything where they get. And at the end, the children, they will come kill them for their eye. Papa God, that will not be the portion of all our families, all our people them. We also pray, some don't do NYSC finish. No work, oh. Papa, we pray, may you provide work. We pray, may you also touch the heart of government. May them do something, say work all day. Children not will go school finish, they still stay with mama and papa. Papa God, we pray that provide this job for them. So that at the end, everyone go happy, say then go school. Mama and papa go happy, say then train them. Now we they pray in Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Amen. We want to pray for this APC government. We're done there everywhere now. Even the states, there will not be APC before. All of them now say they don't talk to APC. APC tell us where they come. We go see lights. They go make work, brekete. Our picking, they go see work. All the tea where they promise, you not get the one way with the sea. I bet pray. Say, make God visit all of them. From counselor, so to go rich president. May God help them get sense and do what they're supposed to do for this country.
Our Papa, we're there for heaven. We commit the political party where they rule this country, Nigeria, into your able hands, APC. Right from the counselor to the president of the nation. Papa God, now then, both say when they come in, everything go better. And at the end, now that they rule now, Papa God, will they pray that may you touch the heart of the president. Make you let her know say money not be everything. Let her know say you don't the old. He's supposed to do well for this country, repair the country. And make you also be with those people where they work under him. So that this country, under APC, things go do well. And Papa God, if you know say they're not going to do them, we still commit them for your hand. Make you handle them for us. And at the end, we will rejoice in Jesus Christ's mighty name, we pray.
Amen. So we enter a new week. We go put our week for God's hand, and then we go take our Bible verse.
We thank God for another new week, Papa God. We don't enter again. May you help us so. We need your favor. We need your blessings. And now you go do for us in Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Amen.
Our test for the new week now be Psalm 136. So Psalm 136 verses 1 and 2. He said, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy is endured forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy is endured forever." We dey give thanks to God, oh, because now his mercy, now they keep us. And his mercy endured forever for our life in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so prayer meeting don't end for here. If you get prayer request and you go like make we join, pray put, you fit send us your prayer request like text message or WhatsApp message. Not forget the Bible verse for this week. Take and take do your prayer. We dey here tomorrow for another program. Join us and God go bless you. So until you hear our voice, we pray say God go keep you this week in Jesus' name. Amen. So my people, I thank all of una wey join me for inside the prayer. You know sir, they always talk say make nobody stop to pray for this country. Because unless God help us, nobody go fit help us for inside this country. We dey see as matter dey go for the country. Year after year, all of us dey believe say the next year go better pass. I know say now people don dey think and now waiting January 2026 go carry come give us. We don dey see government hand for inside next year sef. We dey see the tax wey dey dey take face us now so. So I pray say all of us wey dey this family for the radio, we go continue to pray because we not get any other hope past Jehovah God. One day, God will give us the life wey He planned for us by the grace of God. Now, the Bible verse for this week, I beg not forget them. Continue to read them. Adam, take do your prayer. Let the Bible verse they give you confidence. Say God, He never forgets you. So if you dey there now and you get prayer requests where you go like, make we join you pray put. As we give you number now, you feel send out your prayer request come like text message or WhatsApp message. Our address na AWR Studio Annex, P.O. Box 84, DSC Post Office, Warri, Delta State, Nigeria. I go take am again. The address na AWR Studio Annex, P.O. Box 84, DSC Post Office, Warri, Delta State, Nigeria. Our telephone number, if you want call us, na 0906-456-6385. Make I take am again. 0906-456-6385. You fit use this number, send us text message, or you fit even send us WhatsApp message. But if na email you won't write to us, our address na awrnigeria@yahoo.com. Make I take am again. awrnigeria@yahoo.com. We dey wait for your phone call, we dey wait for your message. Make God bless you as you dey listen to the program. Time don reach where we go take hear the word of God. The power way dey inside the word of God, na be the message when Pastor Monday Tyree don tell us say we go hear throughout this week. Waiting be this power. Waiting the power they do. How we go take get the power? I beg, put ear throughout this week for the word of God, and you go see how God go take change your life by in word in Jesus' name.
Hear the voice of the Lord, hear His voice.
Hello, my people. Na me, una friend Pastor Monday, na dey bring the word of God he can give una today. We thank God for the way the year they go, and we thank God for how God they keep us up to today. We go continue with our study, and the way we go take go for this last day when we get so. Our topic of today na power in the word. And our scripture reading now from Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. The Bible can tell us say the word of God they are life and it get power, it they sharp and it they pierce every joint and marrow. So make we pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for today. We pray make you give us the understanding of your word so that your word go change and it go transform us and it go make us good people. In Jesus' name, amen. As we talked before, our topic of today, now power in the world. And our scripture reading now for Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, when he could tell us, say, the word of God is day alive and a day powerful. When we look at the word of God, we see, say, the word of God get power. And Paul could make us understand, say, this word, so, it day alive. And because it day alive, it get power. It change people. In fact, Psalm 33, verse 6 and 9, the Bible could tell us, say, by the word of God, nine, they take create the heavens and the earth. So the power of the word of God make us understand, say, this word, so, it get power to create. The word, when we stay, so, this entire universe, when we stay, so, now from the word of God, now it come to be. From the very beginning, Genesis chapter 1, the Bible say, let there be light. He talk him, and it happened. He said, make the firmament they separated, and it happened. He talks about the birds. We talk about the fishes. All of these things comes from the word of God. Now, the power of the word of God, I bring those things to existence. And the psalmist called, make us understand, say, this word of God, swear, now make everything day. In fact, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible say, God hold the word by the power of his word. The word, when we talk about, so, the word of God hold them together. So we see, say, Psalm 33, 6 and 9, tell us, say, God create the world by his own word. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible could tell us, say, this word, when we see, so, God hold them by his own word. W-O-R-D. The word of God. So we see, say, everything about this life come from the word of God. The reason why they draw these points now to make us understand, say, everything around us, everything where we they do, the life where we they live, the breath, everything where we they see, now the word of God now they hold on. That through the word of God now they take come to existence. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, the Bible calls it, but the heavens and the earth, when it day now, they keep them in store for the day of judgment. So we see, they say, the word of God, it not just they create, it not just they hold, but they keep in store for the day of judgment. In fact, one thing when I want make we remember, we say, the word of God, it is powerful. The essence of why we repeat this is now to understand, say, the scripture, the word of God, as it come out, it not just they small. But through the word of God, now we they live today. The psalmist in Psalm 148, verse 5 say, make we praise the name of God, for he command and they come to reality. So we see, say, God's word, he get power. You know, the psalmist, when they record the suffering and the problem of the children of Israel, how the children of Israel go through suffering, how they call on the name of God. The psalmist give the record in Psalm 107, verse 120. The Bible says, when the people call on God because of the distress and the challenges, when we say that they go through, verse 20 can say, he sent his word, and the word healed them and delivered them from their troubles. So we can discover, say, the word of God, they bring healing. Praise God. The word of God, it bring healing. It will bring deliverance. It will bring liberation. It will deliver us from so many problems. So the word of God, not just the whole. The word of God, not just the create. The word of God, it bring healing. When they talk about the power in the word, that be our topic. He sent the word, and the word healed them. We can find salvation for the word of God. We can find healing in the word of God. We can find restoration in the word of God. We can find hope in the word of God. Psalm 34, verse 19 says, the righteous man, if he gets many trouble, but God could deliver them. If the word of God will feel bring healing, if the word of God will feel bring restoration and creation, if the word of God, the entire universe and the face where we see, God hold them by his own word, then we can believe, say, yes, he will take care of us. Now this one will make us understand the words of Colossians 3 verse 16. He said, this living word of God, make it dwell in you richly in all wisdom. My people, the power of the word can create you, can heal you, go feel whole you together when you believe in the word. I pray to make God's word dwell in you today as you serve him in truth and in spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Make we pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We pray. Say this word, when they change lives, this word, when they hold things together, this word, when they create, may that word dwell in our hearts richly. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Give me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming, to cheer the wanderer, lone and tempest tossed. No storm can hide that peaceful radiance beaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day.
Give me the Bible when my heart is broken, when sin and grief have filled my soul with fear.
Give me the precious words by Jesus spoken, hold a faith's lamp to show my Savior near.
Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till I shall vanish in eternal.
So my people, program don't end for here. We want to thank all of una we put here for the program. May God bless una. As we start the week like this, so e good to take the word of God, take starter. God go help us bless Pastor Monday Tahiri too. So Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, now we for read the matter we concern the word of God today. Pastor Monday give us plenty Bible verse for you. I hope say you hold paper and biro, you write them down, so that only you go read all the Bible verse after, to take know waiting be the truth for inside the message where we hear today. So, true, the Bible don't tell us, say the word of God, in quick, in get better power, and in sharp, even sharp as cutlass where they sharp the two side, and it sabi to open the soul and the bone and everything where they inside our body. If you think say this thing when God talks on a lie, go check that person where be arm robber before, where don't give Jesus in life. Make you see as he don't change. Look at your community, make you check that man where be native doctor before, where don't give Jesus in life, and you can't see the change where they inside the person life. He get one man from Madagascar, where be heavy native doctor. This man, he sabi send thunder, send lightning, go meet people. One day, now his own wife start to the sick. He not get cure for his wife. He try other native doctor there. Nobody feel help his wife. Now he can't tune our church radio, whether they call Adventist World Radio. Now he can't hear the word of God. Only he can't need that, can't pray, say, God, I don't know you. But if you go help me, heal my wife, save my wife, make my wife not die for my hand, I not go serve this juju them again. I not go do native doctor work again. He prayed that prayer finish. He never reached 1 hour. He stroke come out for house. When he come back, enter house, he not see his wife. He can't say something that happened, they run for compound. Now they tell him, say, wife, go farm, go cut vegetable. Now he see his wife with him picking, they come from farm with vegetable. That na woman will never get up from his bed for like 3 months. Now that day, now this native doctor, pack all his native doctor things there, they burn her, he give Jesus in life. Today, na strong Seventh-day Adventist for Madagascar. What about you where they hear me now? How your own life be? This word of God will change that native doctor, he day. And now will they tell you so, and God ready to change you with his word, if today you go give Jesus your life. I pray, say as you hear the word of God today and read all the Bible verse that when Pastor Monday give you, you self go give Jesus your life. Call us so that we go pray together. And then we go know say you don't turn to our brother, not just our friend, for inside this radio family. So we end up for here today. We go come again tomorrow with another program. Try and make you join us. Until that time, we pray. Say God go bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our address na AWR Studio Annex, P.O. Box 84, DSC Post Office, Warri, Delta State, Nigeria. I go take am again. The address na AWR Studio Annex, P.O. Box 84, DSC Post Office, Warri, Delta State, Nigeria. Our telephone number, if you want call us, na 0906-456-6385. Make I take am again. 0906-456-6385. You fit use this number, send us text message, or you fit even send us WhatsApp message. But if na email you won't write to us, our address na awrnigeria@yahoo.com. Make I take am again. awrnigeria@yahoo.com. We dey wait for your phone call. We dey wait for your message. Make God bless you.